one of the rules of how Hashem runs this world is, though he knows everything and sees everything, he treats it as if he doesn't see or hear until it's presented before him. This is how Hashem created us and this world, and it's the importance of our Tzelem Elokim, that even though we might be suffering through a very difficult time, and Hashem knows it and sees it, but will treat it as if he doesn't, until we spread out the situation in front of him, when we daven to him and tell him of our pain and our difficulty. Before we daven, it's as if Hashem isn't aware. Once we daven, then Hashem is our Av HaRachamim, a loving father, who does what any father would do when he hears of his child's difficulty and pain. He drops everything he's doing and rushes to his aid. Nothing can prevent these tefillos from reaching Hashem's ear, so to speak. As it says, all the doors to Shemayim can be closed except for the doors of tears and the doors of inflicted pain, Shari Dima and Shari Aina'a. Imagining a father who puts his son outside to punish him, he'll ignore perhaps his entreaties to let him back in because he's trying to punish him. But if his son starts screaming in fear because something is scaring him, that door will fly open and the father will bring his son in immediately. Truthfully, a better mashal would be the son of a world-renowned heart specialist starts to suffer from heart problems. He's visited in the hospital by a friend who asks him, how is it possible that you're suffering from a heart ailment and your father, the world expert on this, isn't here by your side treating you? And the friend answers, it's very simple. My father doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh. He doesn't know I'm sick because I haven't told him yet. So likewise, Hashem doesn't use his Ruach HaKodesh, so to speak, to determine what's wrong with us. He waits to hear it from us. As David HaMelech said, Hashem Shema Bekoili Tiyena Oznecha Kashuvois Lekol Tachanuna. Hashem, listen to my voice, and may your ears listen closely to my entreaties. And this is a Gzeres HaKosov, a decree of heaven, that Hashem only replies when he's spoken to. He only reacts to what he hears. And this is it's frightening in a way, but that's the way Hashem works with this world, and it's very straightforward. When we suffer, a baskel comes from Shemayim saying, why don't you just tell me what your problem is? There's a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam as to the status of tefillah. The Rambam maintains it is one of the 613 mitzvahs to daven each day. The Ramban disagrees, and he believes that it is not counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs to daven each day. That obligation is rabbinic in origin. However, the Ramban concedes to the Rambam that there is one form of tefillah which is min haTorah. The Torah does require. He writes that when we are in a tzara, we're in a situation of extreme or dire need, then the Torah obligates us to turn to Hashem, just as a servant would turn to his master. The Chinuch quotes this as well, and he adds that someone who is in a tzara and doesn't call out to Hashem has been mevatel this mitzvah. He's not fulfilled it. And not only that, but he is actively ignoring Hashem's hashkacha and making as if Hashem doesn't care and doesn't control everything. Now, this is a very important point to remember. Say we've davened shachris and we fulfilled our obligation to daven, both rabbinic and the Torah obligation according to the Rambam, who says you have to daven every day. But then, on our way to work or whatever we're doing, suddenly we experience great pain, or something is stopping us from doing something very important, and we get stuck in this difficult situation. At that point, we're now in an eis tzara, and we become obligated to daven again. And according to the Ramban, this is a Torah obligation to daven to Hashem, to say some words of tefillah expressing our need to Hashem. This is serious mitzvah. It's an obligation, a Torah obligation, and isn't absolved by the fact that we've already davened previously that day. Great tzaddikim like the Rav of Brisk would always have words of tefillah slipping from their lips. Even while speaking to people, he would pause for a moment and say, L'shuascha kvisi Hashem. He was always connected to Hashem through tefillah and perceived every situation as extremely important, and then did what Hashem wanted from it. He davened.